You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I have a very special guest I'm super excited about. Alvaro Berrios is here today, and he is a Facebook ad strategist. Not only is he a Facebook ad strategist, he is also my Facebook ad strategist. So I was so excited to ask Alvaro to come today on the podcast and talk to all of the social sellers out there that are really looking at those baby steps of where to start with Facebook ads. So Alvaro has actually been in online marketing for the past 5 years. He started with Google Ads and moved his way into Facebook ads. So what he does is he helps online entrepreneurs who sell digital products, but he does it in a very unique way. And that is based on storytelling. And you can really see that show up in all the copywriting that his team does. And he really uses Facebook as the social platform that it's meant to be. So thank you so much, Alvaro, for being on the show today.
No problem, Ashley. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
All right. So the question I think that is on everyone's mind as a social seller is really where to start on Facebook ads. And I've heard it all. I'm sure you've heard it all as well. The days that Facebook like pages, that used to work and people would drive traffic there, which I don't know in your opinion if that method still works. I know some people still do it, but I'm excited to really break this down for everyone and have them leaving with a baby step plan on how they can get started with Facebook ads. So maybe the first question that we can start with, Alvaro, is why do you think Facebook ads are essential in getting your business up and running?
So Facebook ads are essential because, I mean, it's where everyone is hanging out, right? So when we say Facebook ads, we're actually really talking about three platforms total. We're talking about Facebook itself, we're talking about Instagram, and we're actually also talking about WhatsApp, which actually most people don't realize is also part of, you know, the Facebook properties of websites. And so between those three platforms right there, I don't know the exact number, but I think it's probably somewhere between like 3 to 4 billion monthly active users between those three platforms, which again, when you think about that, that's like half of the world's population, which is crazy, right? You know, regardless of who you are serving, your audience is hanging out somewhere on one of those three websites, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, or WhatsApp. And so that's why it's just essential, because you do want to be spending time where your audience is hanging out and getting their information and, you know, going online and checking out what their friends are doing. And so you just want to be present as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's so bang on. Like anybody that is using social media, which obviously many, many people are on one of those three platforms. So I think that's just so bang on. That's definitely why you want to be on there. And what would you say is the tipping point as to when you know in your business it's time to get on with Facebook ads and Instagram ads? When is it time?
That's a really good question, because I think a lot of people do jump on a little early because they hear that everyone else is doing it, and so mm-hmm. they got to do it too. But really, in order to do Facebook ads right, or really just any type of platform right, is that you have to be consistent, right? You can't just mm-hmm. like pop on in Facebook ads, you know, one month and then 7 months later, you know, you do something else, right? You do have to be consistent in what you're doing. And so when you feel that you can do campaigns and content on a weekly basis, that really is, you know, when you want to get started. And because especially the algorithm actually rewards you for being active on the platform, both organically and with ads. And so this is actually something that's been tested. Like if you're someone that's only running ads once a year for like a 2-week period, it's actually going to be a little bit more expensive for you. So Facebook, they do want the businesses on there to be active members of the platform, not just popping in whenever they need to sell products and stuff like that. And so you do want to have the ability of being active organically and on the paid side as well. And, you know, that kind of intimidates some people sometimes because like, I can't be running ads all the time, but you really don't need to be spending that much money, right? So if you're doing, you know, Facebook lives or Instagram lives or anything like that on a weekly basis, which you definitely should because the algorithm actually really likes live video, right? You can just amplify that to your fans and people that you feel that may be interested, right? You can spend as little as a dollar a day, right? So you don't have to spend a ton of money in order to be active all the time, but it is certainly helpful. So once people feel that they can actually commit to that on a weekly basis, I think that's it's time to definitely jump on the platform.
That's a great point. So with your Facebook Lives and your Insta Lives, in order to impact the algorithm positively to bring your ad costs down, does that have to be on your personal page, business page, or do groups count? Where's the best place to be?
So it definitely has to be on your business page. And then if you haven't already with your Instagram profile, because most people with their Instagram profile, it starts off as a personal one, but then it can oftentimes transition into a business one. But there actually is an official business profile setting in Instagram, which a lot of people don't realize. So you want to make sure that, you know, when you do start using your Instagram for business purposes, that you do switch it over to a business profile as well. Because if you don't do that and you're just doing lives on your personal profile, both on Facebook and Instagram, it's not going to be connected to your business account, which is what your ads run through, right? And so Facebook then won't be detecting, you know, all the other cool work that you're doing. And so in order to make sure that they do notice all the cool work that you're doing, you definitely want to be doing it all through your business page. And I know a lot of people, they say, especially for on the Facebook side for business pages, like, you know, reach is really bad, this, that, and the other, which is true. And then, you know, the reach is not the best, but reach is better for Facebook Lives. And then alternatively, you know, if you do have people in your personal profile that you feel would be interested in your Facebook Lives, just share the video afterwards. So once your live is done, you can share it to your personal profile and people will still see that. So you still be able to get interest on both sides.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Awesome. And so with Facebook ads, what do you think that the biggest challenge that social sellers would face? So we have sort of, I think, two groups of social sellers. Social sellers, meaning you're using social media to sell your brand or sell a product. But then there's obviously that category of people that are almost like an affiliate. So they may sell Beachbody or Bellamy or someone else's product. So what are some of the challenges that come up when you are, let's call it, an affiliate of another person's product?
Yeah. So, I mean, hands down, the biggest challenge is that, right, you're not going to get access to a lot of the information that you would if you ran traffic to your own website and your own product and stuff like that. Because when you run ads that way, right, you connect the Facebook pixel to all of your backend information. And so then inside of the ads manager itself, right, you get to see the results. You know, this many people clicked and this many people purchased. Therefore, this is my return on investment. Obviously, on the affiliate side, right, that's not going to be possible in most cases, I would say. There might be some exceptions, but in pretty much most cases, you're not going to have access to that information. So that is certainly a challenge that a lot of people will face. But, you know, obviously, at the end of the day, it is a social platform, which, you know, sometimes people kind of forget about because obviously you can advertise on Facebook and Instagram and this, that, and the other. And so they kind of hop on there and with the intention of selling. But if you, you know, are social on a social platform, right, you're going to be able to gain traction and find success, even if, you know, you don't have access to some of the backend information for the affiliate products that you're selling.
Right. So the hiccup is that because you don't have access to, like, let's say the backend of Beachbody or the backend of these other websites that you don't own, you can't tell Facebook to look for more of those people that are purchasing. So I guess in that case, what would be a strategy if you still wanted to spend some money on ads? What would be a strategy that you could use in order to help get in front of more of the right people?
Yeah. So, you know, it really comes down to the know, like, and trust factor, which again, a lot of times people kind of forget about. They kind of just start running ads and they say, hey, this is me. This is the product I'm selling. You know, please buy. But, mm-hmm. you know, if they don't know you, they don't like you, or they don't trust you, right? That's, it's not going to happen. So that goes back, you know, kind of to what we were saying earlier of being present and being active on social media and being a participant of the platform. Because you have to remember of the mindset of people when they jump on, right? No one jumps on Facebook or Instagram to, you know, buy something, mm-hmm. right? They go to Amazon for that, but no one like wakes up, goes, ah, you know what? I need a new pair of shoes. Let me hop on Facebook and see if an ad comes up. And so you have to kind of meet people where they're at, and, you know, do that through providing valuable content, building goodwill, and just trying to help people. I always say that, you know, Facebook is like a party, right? People are there socializing and whatnot. And so if you were actually at a party in real life and you just walked up to someone immediately and you just say, hey, you know, I'm selling this product. You want to buy it? Right? You'd be really like, no, thank you. Right. It'd be weird too. Like, why are you pitching me right now at this party? But if you are, you know, again, being an active member of the platform, just providing goodwill, helping people learn new things, teaching them information, when it comes time to selling, they'll have that built-in know, like, and trust factor. They'll see you as the authority, someone that they can trust. And so you can absolutely increase your probabilities that they will be buying from you once it comes time to selling.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Facebook is like a party. Treat it like a party. That's a great analogy, a great way to think about it. And so if you are somebody that is, you have an ad out there, maybe you're promoting a Facebook Live that you've done or some piece of content trying to build that know, like, and trust, how do you know if your ad is working and to keep it running?
Yeah. So in that sense, it's going to be all about engagement. When we mention engagement, you know, there's a couple things that go on there. It can be people hitting that like button, the share button, commenting on your ad, or simply just watching your video. And so all those things right there is, you know, that's what we consider to be engagement. So if you're getting good engagement on your ads, then that's how you know it's working. And that's why that's one of the benefits of doing, you know, either weekly or even daily Facebook Lives, is because right at the beginning, you're not going to really know what type of information is going to resonate with your audience. So, right, if you're just doing content and you're amplifying that to be interested in what you're selling, eventually you're going to notice one of your videos on whatever topic is going to be heavily outperforming all the others, right? So it's a mm-hmm. testing process, right? Some of your videos might be a dud, but then one of them for sure, after a while, you're going to just see it's going to have way more engagement than all of your other videos out there. And so at that point, you know, okay, this is what my audience is interested in. And so then you just double down on that type of information and expand on that. And so once you start seeing, you know, that good engagement coming in, likes, comments, shares, you know, what people watching your video for however long, you know, that's when you know your stuff is working. And especially with the video part. So with video, you know, there tends to be a little bit of a drop off on Facebook when people watch video. Because again, people don't necessarily go on Facebook to watch video. That's more of a YouTube thing. But if you have a 5-minute video and a lot of people are watching 50% of that, I mean, that's commitment right there, right? You know, they're watching 2.5 minutes of a 5-minute video. So again, that's just another signal that whatever it is that you're talking about, the information you're sharing, the value that you're providing, that's what your audience is interested in.
Mm. So you basically, you'll know if you're getting likes, comments, and shares on a video to keep it running. Mm-hmm. And you can start with a small budget. Like, what would you start with if you're just getting started? What sort of budget would you recommend?
You know, like I said, I mean, the minimum is a dollar, right? Facebook does not allow you to run anything for less than a dollar. I would encourage people as much as possible, though, if you can, start with $10 a day, because, mm-hmm. you know, anywhere between like $1 and $5 a day, it's going to take a long time to really kind of gather any type of meaningful data for your ad. So if you can, I would recommend $10 a day. But, you know, if you can't, you know, quite squeeze that, you know, definitely at least try to shoot for $5.
Right. Because it'll just take longer to get that data of what's working.
Correct. Correct. Right, yeah. Because right. I mean, the algorithm, it's all about data. The more data mm-hmm. that you give it, the better it's going to perform. Mm-hmm. And so always think of your budget, your daily budget, is how much data you're feeding the algorithm on a daily basis, right? So at $1 a day, that's not a whole lot of data you're feeding it, but at $10 a day, that's more data that you're feeding it. And at $20, it's even more, right? And so as the ad continues and it starts analyzing, okay, these are the types of people that are watching, engaging, commenting, and the like button, it's going to go out and find more people like that based upon the data that it's receiving.
Okay, got it. And so how do you know that you've done enough testing? Is it like a monetary value? Is it the number of people that have engaged? How would you gauge that piece? Or is it like you should run it for 7 days minimum?
Yeah, so I would definitely say this kind of depends again on your budget, right? So if you're on a very, very low budget, right, you're going to be wanting to run the ad for a very long time. But let's say you're spending, you know, somewhere between $10 to $20 a day. I would say after, you know, 72 hours, that's definitely a safe period to see whether or not, you know, the video is working. So if you're not getting a whole lot of engagement after 72 hours on a $10 to $20 a day budget, I would say that, you know, that's probably not going to be your winning message, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But if you do get a lot of traction after that 72 hour period, then, you know, you found a winner. And the reason it takes that long is because, again, it's just all about data and feeding the algorithm more information. It's a machine learning algorithm. So the more data you feed it, the better it's going to perform. So it does take some time for it to start generating results. So a lot of people kind of make the mistake that, oh, after 24 hours, they'll shut it off. But that's not enough time for the algorithm to really learn and optimize. But generally speaking, as long as your budget is at least $10 a day, 72 hours is kind of your safe bet of when you can kind of trust the results.
Yeah. And that's, I know anyone that like tries to self-manage their ads, that is a weak point. I have done things like look at my ads and I'll shut it down. That's why it's really nice.
And you know what? It's hard. I'm not gonna lie. It's really hard. Like I've run ads for plenty of people where in the first 72 hours, the results are terrible. Like you're just looking at it and you're like, oh, that is painful. But I've also seen it many times that right when it hits 72 hours, you start seeing the results come in and the engine starts to really pick up pace, so to speak. And so it can be a very, very painful 72 hours. I do urge people to try to hold on for as long as they can.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's such great advice. And how does your ideal customer avatar fall into this? Because I know one thing, when you started running my Facebook ads, the amount of detail and time you really took to understand my ideal customer, how does all of that research play into this?
So it plays into it because, you know, it's about understanding the mindset of your ideal customer and, you know, what are the specific pain points and challenges they're facing? What, you know, benefits are and transformations are they looking for? That way you can start having the conversation that they're already having in their head, right? And that's something that you do hear oftentimes when it comes to marketing is that you want to have the conversation your ideal customer is already having in their head. And, you know, it can be hard to figure that out, you know? And so that's why, you know, it is all about testing. But I always do say, you know, 90% of your success comes from the upfront research that you do, because I can assure you that, you know, large majority of advertisers on Facebook, they're not doing, you know, as much research as maybe they need to be doing. And so that's why, you know, my team and I will spend anywhere from, you know, 1 to 2 weeks just doing research, because we really, really want to understand the customer and also be able to not only have the conversation that they're already having in their heads, but also use the exact words and phrases that they're using. Because if you're literally just kind of repeating something that they've already said somewhere else, right, they're going to have that moment where like, oh my goodness, like you're inside my head. It's only like you're somehow reading my brain. Yeah. So that's really the effect that we're trying to go for there. Because again, it's not about just going hopping on Facebook and selling your product. It is about being social, telling stories, and providing value. And you know, the more research you do up front, the more successful you'll be at that. And so I know, especially for you, right, you're running some video content right now, Thought Reversal, you know, that popularized by Brandon Lucero. And that's really great content. I mean, that accomplishes the exact same thing where you're entering, you know, your prospect's mind, you know, trying to get them to see things a little differently.
And would you say that that's where the copywriting, when you're writing your ads, that's where that really comes in? You had mentioned something like just a golden nugget there about how you're entering the conversation where your ideal customer is at. So is that how you would say your team really strategizes the copy in the ad?
Yeah, absolutely. And we place a lot of emphasis on actually the opening line for the ad copy, because on mobile, which most people may not realize this, but they, that's 80% of the traffic you're going to get for your ads. And so you always want to be thinking mobile first. And then in addition to that, on the mobile newsfeed, they only show the first three lines of your ad copy. And so sometimes people put this super long together opening line paragraph they think is really good, but most people don't see it, right? Because you only see the first three lines. And so we do try to place a lot of emphasis on those opening three lines and try to mix in a couple of different things in there, depending on what we feel is best. Either, put in, for example, like a challenge and a benefit, or a pain point and an ultimate benefits, or perhaps even a common bond thrown in there, right? So we look at these, we call them mechanisms, again, going back to either pain points, challenges, common bonds, stuff like that. We try to mix in at least two to three in there in that opening line, because if you can, again, meet them where they're at and say, mention two or three of those things that are already going on in their heads, they're going to click that see more button, right? Because on mobile, you only see the first three lines. And if they're interested in your ad copy, they'll click that see more button to read the rest of your ad copy. So really our main goal is, get people to see the opening three lines and click that see more button. Mm-hmm. That way they see the rest of your copy. And so the big emphasis there is just the beginning of the ad for sure.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing once that copywriting was all about the opening line was about getting them to read the second line. The second line was to get them to read the third line. And that just so stuck with me. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. And then my last question is just around the most important numbers that if you're going to start doing some Facebook ads that you should be paying attention to. Now, I know there's obviously data overwhelm. There's tons of numbers that we can be looking at. But what would you say are the most important three numbers that when you're running an ad, you want to know? Now, obviously, this may depend on your objective of your campaign. Yeah. But are there any three that sort of rise to the top that you always look at?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, in order to answer that, I guess I'll choose three metrics that I would say are universal regardless of your objective. Because obviously, if you're running a conversions campaign, that's going to be, probably your number one. But if you're just running video views or engagement, right, conversions metric is not going to matter in that instance. So I would say the three universal ones is first is your click-through rates. And there's actually two click-through rates. And there's CTR all and then the CTR link. So CTR all is any type of click that can occur on your ad. So one is that see more button that I was just talking about. And, it's kind of always our goal to make sure people click that see more button. They click the like button, the share button, any possible click, that's CTR all. Okay. And then the other one is CTR link, which is just representative of how many people are actually clicking over to the website that you're sending them to, whether just blog post or, an actual product page or something like that. Because your CTR metrics will really show you how people are engaging with your ad. So if your CTR all is, let's say, 5%, that really means that, about 5% people are clicking that see more button, which is good, right? You want, obviously you want people to click that see more button and read your entire ad. And then if your CTR link is about 1%, that's a healthy amount there in terms of people eventually to your ad. So if your CTR link is, for example, like 0.5%, that's a signal that, your ad isn't performing as well as it probably should, because that's considered to be a very low click-through rate. So the CTR metrics are for sure universal across all objectives. And then the other ones actually are your quality ranking scores. And so, you get three ranking scores. You get your quality ranking, your engagement rate ranking, and your conversion rate ranking. So I guess I'm cheating because I'm doing five metrics right there. But they're all kind of, those ranking metrics, they're all kind of tied in, right? So they're related to one another. But what those tell you is that, let's say, for example, that your link click-through rate is 0.5%, which we just said is not ideal in most cases. Well, you can look at your ranking scores and see what's going on. And so, for example, if your engagement rate ranking is below average, which is how Facebook would phrase it, then okay, cool. So whatever I'm saying in my ad or my video, it's not incentivizing people to click because the engagement is low. Or if you are running a purchase campaign, but your purchase cost is really high, again, look at your conversion rate ranking, and if Facebook tells you it's below average, you know, that tells you, okay, cool. So there's perhaps a mismatch between what I'm saying in my ad and what people are then experiencing on the landing page itself. So that's why those ranking scores are important to look at all the time. So between the ranking, your CTR all and CTR links, those are definitely important metrics to be looking at.
Perfect. So they'll help you not only keep your ad cost lower if you're abiding by those and making changes based on Facebook's recommendations, but it'll also tell you if your ad is doing what it's supposed to do.
That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's helpful is, again, you know, we've mentioned this so many times is that, you know, Facebook is a social platform. Mm-hmm. And so Facebook itself, they're very protective of the user experience, right? Because they don't want people to hop on and just see all these terrible ads and stuff like that, because then they're going to not come on the platform anymore. Mm-hmm. So they're very protective of how people actually experience both Facebook and Instagram. So those ranking scores are super helpful because that's the whole purpose behind them, is that they want the experience to be good for their users. So, you know, definitely take a look at those. And if Facebook is telling you, you know, that one of them is below average, be it the quality score or your engagement score or whatever, then you know what changes you need to make in order to, you know, see some improvements. And so it can be a little annoying or tedious. You're like, oh, come on, I put so much work into this ad. But again, it is a good thing because Facebook is simply just trying to protect experience of users on the platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Love that. So Alvaro, if people want to follow you and learn more about you, where's the best place for them to do that?
So I'm most active on my Instagram profile, which is I'm Alvaro Berrios, but I also do have the same handle for my Facebook business page on Facebook at I'm Alvaro Berrios. So on either one of those two spots, you can always check in and see what I'm up to.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you helping to simplify the Facebook ad process for everyone. It's so important to understand it at that basic level before trying to, you know, it's like slowing down to speed up. And these things are, I think, are really going to help people get a grasp of where to start. So thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Awesome. If you're ready to go 100% in building the business of your dreams, I'd love for you to apply at ashleyshaw.ca/mastermind. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'll see you right back here for the next episode on Social Selling Simplified.